Wesley, and this is my partner, Bo. We're 6th graders from Beach Middle School. We're here to interview you and ask you a few questions about your legacy.
Okay.
Feel free to tell us as much or as little information as you'd like for each question. We're just trying to get a feel for what life was like when you were growing up and how decisions or experiences you've had have impacted who you are today.
Okay, go for it.
Can you tell us your name and how to spell it?
It's easy to spell. My name is Bill. And my last name is Eisenbeiser.
Eisenbeiser.
Do you have to write that down?
No.
Don't you need to spell it?
What? Sure.
Okay, it's E-I-S-E-N.
Hi. I'm Hank.
B-E-I.
Very happy to know you.
S-E-R.
Yep.
And that one is from, that name comes from my grandfather, who came here from Germany when he was 6 years old.
Really?
And so.
I thought I knew somebody from Germany.
Huh?
I said I thought I knew somebody who was from Germany.
There's lots of people. You know, most of the people that are south of Chelsea, you know which way south.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all German farmers. And there's German churches out there. There's a lot of. But anyway, what do you want to know? You want to know?
When and where were you born?
What?
When and where were you born? Like anywhere near Chelsea?
I was born in Jackson, Michigan.
My grandpa lives there.
Yeah. My mother was from Jackson, and my father was from a farm north of Chelsea. Do you know where North Lake is?
Yeah.
Okay. My grandfather owned a farm that went from North Lake all the way back. And it was a really big farm. And so I grew up on it. And you know, I knew it would probably be your step-grandfather.
Do you remember the name of who they were?
Yeah. David.
Yeah, that's my grandfather's brother. Yeah.
No, well, it's Dave Long.
Yeah, I know that. That's not my cousin's grandfather.
He was married to
Linda.
Mm-hmm. Linda owned the Thompson's Pizzeria.
Yeah.
Okay, but she was, when she married, two or three of her kids were probably your parents or your, you know, there, if you go up Island Lake Road, there's a farm, and then there's a stone farmhouse up here. That's where David Long lived. And I used to play golf with him every day. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I knew him all of his life. So anyway, I didn't know Bose.
can you tell us a bit about your family?
My family?
Family.
Okay, I had a brother and a sister. And I had 5 or 6 uncles and aunts. I'm about the only one left of them. Everybody else is conked out. So they don't have that. Right now I've got a daughter and a son. My daughter lives out, you know where Inverness Golf Course is? They live out there. And my son lives in Washington, D.C. And I have 5 grandkids. And, no great grandkids.
Did you ever play like golf or any sports with them?
My son-in-law is a sailboat racer.
Oh, cool.
And my daughter doesn't play anything. My son plays golf. High school, he played high school golf and tennis.
Did you have any hobbies when you were a child? Could you tell us a little bit about when you were?
When I was a kid?
Yeah, like any hobbies.
I golfed.
You golfed?
And worked on the farm because we didn't have to. We could always take part in any school activities. We didn't have to worry about working on the farm after school. But Saturdays you had to work. And all summer. And it was, we were little kids. My brother and I, when we got out of school, we took off our shoes and took off our shirts and took off the whole summer like this. And one of our jobs was to herd the cows. We had about 40 cows that we milked. And we lived about a quarter of a mile up this road, and we'd drive them down across North Territorial Road and then down across, and so they could pasture down by the lake and drink. So that one, we had to drive them down in the morning and drive them back. And you didn't worry about cars because there weren't very many cars. Okay, come on, give me a hard question.
What year were you in sixth grade? And what was it like? How could you describe what your experience in school?
The sixth grade, I went to a country school. I went to country school at the end of North Lake. It had about 20 kids in it. And they went from the kindergarten through the eighth grade. And then I was there the sixth. I went, and before that, I went to college. You got to find out the joke. I went to a school for 3 years, a country school, and you know what the name of it was? Pumpkin College.
Pumpkin College.
That was over towards where your grandmother lived. And if you follow that, the road down past her house, and the lake down there, Island Lake. There's a lake down there. Okay, well, there was a school right in there, and that was called Pumpkin College. But I had two other people in my grade, and we just went to country school. It was really different, but we didn't have to. We didn't have to worry. Nobody worried about their safety. I mean, we used to have an hour lunch period, and we'd go all around in the swamps and the woods, and we'd get back in time for the. She'd ring a bell, and if you could hear a bell, you better get your butt up there. But so anyway, it was pretty wild. Walked to school half the time. We walked home from school, and that was about a mile and a half. But usually it took us about an hour at least to walk, because we, you never saw a stone that you couldn't pick up and throw at something. So anyway, that was country school. Then I came into Chelsea School in the eighth grade. Big city.
Do you have any specific memories of school activities that you did? Like any specific memories?
Maybe millions of them. Let's see, in the 8th grade, yeah, that was, I guess, in the 8th grade, I think my folks thought I should learn to dance. And the only place you could dance was at Jack's. So for a while, maybe 6 or 7 times, I got on the bus in Chelsea after school, and I rode it to Jackson. And my aunt lived in Jackson. And then she would take me over to this dance class. And then I'd get up in the morning, and she'd take me down to the bus, and I'd ride the bus back to Chelsea. That was exciting. I never learned to dance. But anyway, let's see what other things. But yeah, when we came into town to school, it was kind of boring. Living out country school was wild because you could do lots of
things. You know,
we could. In recesses, we'd go across the street, and there was a big gravel pit, and we'd take sleds and go down. And we'd have a ball field out there and play baseball until it was over. Sometimes we'd just wander out into the woods and fool around. So, but in town, you could. Although, probably in the, about by the 9th grade, we only had a half hour for lunch, I think.
Yeah.
And we'd race all the way uptown, and there was a pool hall. And we'd eat lunch playing pool. And we'd run back to.
Sounds fun. We don't really have any pools anymore.
No. Well, they don't have those anymore. But we had, you know, different sports, 7th and 8th grade. But anyway, I didn't play any sports in high school. I was too little. But anyway.
Can you tell us about someone that you will always remember?
What?
Can you tell us about someone you will always remember?
I'll always remember. Yeah, I remember an old English teacher I had in high school, Mr. Chandler, and he was a dignified man. Set up there with his glasses. He was really strict, but he was kind of fun. And that was one of them. And then, I don't know, there were too many people to think of. Just, there were different teachers that I had. And I must have had some good teachers because I decided to become a teacher.
Did you? Nice.
And I taught in Dexter for 30 years. I was a chemistry teacher.
A chemistry teacher?
Chemistry teacher. I could teach math too, but chemistry was more fun. So I taught that for a long time. Then I, with another guy, built houses for a while. I built 5 houses for myself.
Wow, 5?
My family. That was my hobby.
Wow.
Anyway.
It's a hard hobby to do.
What?
So that's a hard hobby to have.
Well, you know, I didn't get much exercise teaching.
He did the get out.
What?
I said he needed to get out and do something.
So, anyway. So is it your mother still involved with the Thompsons?
Yeah, my family's still involved right now. My dad,
I know your family still runs it, right?
Yeah, my dad right now is like the main person who
Pardon?
Runs it. My dad's the main person who runs it right now.
Oh, is he? Do you have to work there? You should have to go burn the trash anyway.
Yeah, everybody has to work there, so I'm probably going to work there in like 8th grade, I would
So, what do you do?
For what?
Anything.
Like sports?
Do you do anything?
I play golf with my family a lot.
You play golf?
I play golf, yeah. We go out to, you know, Inverness?
Yes.
I can't remember where it is, but it's somewhere out there. And
I know Inverness very well because I grew up on a farm right next to Inverness.
Really?
And when I was your age, I was playing golf whenever I could get away. And I played golf out there all my life.
Nice. In the spring and then in the summer, there's a golf camp there. And
a golf out there?
Yeah, a golf camp. And they'll you go out golfing and yeah.
So did you go with Matt for a teacher this summer?
Matt. Oh yeah, Matt the manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, my sister, she works there.
Oh
so.
Really? I've been connected with that from that all my life. And with his step grandfather or whatever. But you know, you're David Long. Did you ever know him?
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to tell you what he was like as a high school and early college. He was a really good golfer.
Really?
He was a really good athlete. He played football for Detroit De La Salle. And then something happened, and I don't know. But I think somewhere he got sick or something. And I hadn't seen him for a long time. And he lost weight, he used to just be a really husky, strong guy. And then he worked over at our school for a while. He got really quiet. He didn't used to be quiet. He used to be a jolly, fun-loving kid. And I don't know what happened, but anyway, I probably shouldn't have told you that, but I wanted to say that he was a super, really good friend.
I said I hope that he was.
Yeah? He's a nice man.
Did you have any like specific memories that you really liked about golf?
What?
Did you have anything that you specifically liked about golf?
Yeah, I liked it because I was pretty good at it. And I had friends that golfed. And I just golfed all my life. And it's something you can do. Even as old as I am, I can still play golf. Not as good as I used to be, but I can still play golf. So if you learn to golf, you can probably golf all your life. So, you don't live out near the golf course, do you?
No, I live out by Four Mile Lake.
Okay.
By the, you know the old Grand old grain emulator.
There was a campground over there.
There was.
At one time. Is there still?
I don't think so.
No. That was years ago. There were about 10 campsites and people. So you're over in that area.
Yeah. Can you describe some technology you used or knew about growing up that our generation wouldn't know about?
Did you ever have a telephone that you had to dial?
No.
You haven't? Then you haven't. I never had one, but before me they had ones you had to turn a crank on. But dial telephones, everybody used those. What else? I can remember the first time I saw a television. I was probably in grades, but maybe about your age. The guy had a television. It was called a 7-inch telephone.
Like just a tiny portable TV desk.
What?
Like a tiny portable one?
Well, not that little, but it was about this big. And then they started making it bigger. They had no set, you know the little adding machines that you...
Yeah, the calculators.
Little calculators? They didn't have those. And in fact, they didn't even have any until I had taught for about 4 or 5 years. And they just didn't have any electronic calculators. And they came out with one that was about this big that you had to plug in. And you could add, subtract, multiply, and divide on it. That's all. And now you guys can do anything you want to do. So you don't... But you know what? You guys know more about this than your parents.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
My parents, if I can't get my TV or my computer, telephone to work, I ask my daughter or my grandkids, and they can help. Because we didn't start out with calculators. What other things? Most of the roads were gravel.
We have to go. So we go down. We go down where. We go down the main road of Chelsea. Then we go in the. There's a little loop. We head straight. Then we turn down Rope Key Road.
What road?
Rope Key Road. And it's just a bunch of gravel to our house. Yeah. We live on Ellsworth Lake.
Okay.
I just have a question that isn't on the sheet. Did you have anything?
Do I have what?
Did you have any things that you like specifically like to do with your grandkids?
I like to. We. I was trying to think. See, my son's kids lived and grew up in Arizona. So we went and go out and visit them out there. And we just went out and did things. Then my other grandkids lived around here. And I went to school things with them. And we did travel with them quite a bit.
Is there anywhere you remember traveling to with them?
Yeah, well, let's see. First of all, we had a cabin up north, and they'd come up to visit. And we'd ride bikes and go to the beach and things like that. then once a year we usually went someplace, and like one time we went to the Pocono Mountains, they kayaked, had the old family there.
I went to the Rocky Mountains when I was younger.
What?
I went to the Rocky Mountains when I was younger.
So where'd you go in the Rockies?
We went, there was this wedding place because my aunt was getting, no, not my aunt, my cousin was getting married. So we went out in the Rockies. We saw two bears.
Two black bears. My granddaughter and her husband decided that they went, for some reason, out to, well, with their parents, and they traveled to different national parks out there.
Really?
And then last fall, or not that, it would have been early summer, they decided to move to Colorado. So they sold their house, and bought a house, packed up, and moved to Colorado. So I haven't seen them since then, but they're coming back for Christmas with their mom. So, but no, mainly let's see. I couldn't get any of my. Couldn't get my grandkids to golf. My son golfed, but my daughter didn't. So.
Do you have any thoughts about how much technology is used?
What?
Do you have any thoughts about how much technology is used nowadays? Like,
nowadays, it's used for everything. Name something that doesn't have technology in it. Conversation doesn't, but nobody talks anymore. Do you ever text message anybody?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like talking.
I have, like,
huh?
I have a group chat with like all my friends. Yeah.
But everything is technology. And people my age, you see, when I was in college, which was 56 years ago, they didn't have computers. They had a computer that if you wanted to use it, you had to type out your stuff on a machine, onto cards, and you put cards into this thing. And a computer that does about as much as, not even as much as your little laptop that your parents probably have, was bigger than a refrigerator. It was, I mean, and very difficult to use. And you couldn't just type in stuff you knew. You had to
Had to load between each type.
Oh, you had to actually take classes to know how to use it. Now they have the programs that you can, we call them translator programs. So you can type in things that you know, alphabet numbers and things, and do something with it, and the computer does all the work. So name something that isn't electronic. You know, your cars are
most thing we use in daily life is electronic.
So, whether you guys like it or not, you're stuck with electronics. But it comes naturally to you. You already know what. You know how to run this. I don't. Is this yours?
It's a school.
Huh?
It's from the school.
Yeah, it's from school.
Oh, it's amazing. School has a bunch of those, don't they? And you know how to use them.
Can you tell us about a childhood friend?
What?
Can you tell us about a childhood friend?
I just did.
Oh, sorry.
His relative, David Long.
Yeah.
I had several friends that... when I was in high school and stuff, I had friends, and then we... After we all got 18, we used to, three or four of us would drive up to Traverse City and camp out.
We have a condo next to Traverse City.
You do?
Do you have any childhood friends from the country school you went to?
What?
Do you have any friends from the country school?
No. It was funny though, we were little, I was like a fifth grader, about this tall. And we had eighth, ninth graders. Man, they were monsters. But we all got along.
Who's been the kindest to you in your life?
I don't hear too well. What?
Who's been the kindest to you in your life?
The kindest?
Yeah, the nicest to you.
Nicest person?
Yep.
A good friend of mine, his mother, she'd like to have kids around. And so, when this is after we were in college, and so we'd hang out there at their cottage in the summer, about four or five of us. And she was a very kind lady. And, a lot of kind people. But, so I'm going to have to watch down there when he takes golf lessons next year. Do your parents play?
My parents play. My grandparents play.
Who are your grandparents?
On my mom's side, there's Ronald Bembenek.
Who?
Ronald Bembenek. Ronald Bembenek.
There was no way to correct it. Can't think of the name.
And then my dad plays. He is Jared Wacker. And then my mom, Leslie Wacker. She
plays too. Yeah, I play in a league down there that's for really old people. And then your dad plays in one of the Tuesday or Wednesday leagues, Billy. And I know then there's the women's, they have three different leagues that they, so your mom plays in that. Yep. That was, at one time for probably about 5 years in the summer, I played at least 9 holes of golf every day. I'd get off work, run to the golf course and play golf. And then when I was in college, while I was in college, then I worked on that golf course one time. Used to mow the greens and everything. Back when you had to follow a mower across the greens. You've seen what they mow with now? The big three driver. We had a mower this wide. And you'd have to
go up and down.
So every morning for 2.5 hours, you walked as fast as you could walk mowing the greens.
Do you remember any special meals or foods that your family cooked when you were growing up?
Yeah, my mom used to bake cookies and cakes and stuff. Let's see. I didn't really like food. I just ate food because I got hungry. But so anyway, I used to hate the worst part, going to school, because I went to school in Chelsea, and my mother didn't like to make sandwiches before we went. So she'd make a bunch of sandwiches and freeze them. And so she'd stick a couple of frozen sandwiches in your bag, then an apple. And you'd get to school, and then you had to eat that thing. And it was soggy, and that wasn't much. Because we didn't have lunch at school. They didn't have hot lunches at school. You took your lunch. A few people went home, not very many people. And the school wasn't close to 2 minutes. You know, the old school, they tore down. Do you know where that was? Huh? Do you know where Middle Street, or where Park Street is? You know where the Purple Rose is?
Yeah.
All right, that street there, if you drive straight down to the first intersection, then there's an apartment thing called Schoolhouse Apartments, and that's where the schoolhouse was. And they tore it down, and we went to school there.
I think that's a dentist now. A dentist? Yeah, there's a kid dentist barbecue right here, intersection. And then I don't think I've ever been there before.
So, anyway. So, I like to eat at your parents' restaurant. And your grandmother was a really nice person.
Celebrating birthdays.
Yeah.
What was your happiest / favorite moment in life?
Happiest?
Yeah, / favorite.
About what?
Just in general. Just like in general.
Oh.
Or like what age you had the most fun?
I don't know, probably. I didn't have very many unhappy things. But probably one of the neatest things is when my daughter was born. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah. I remember when my sister was born, she's a special
one. Yeah.
We didn't have organized things. How many organized things can you do? I mean, you can play any sport you want organized. You can be Boy Scouts. You can all these different things. Now, when I was in high school, they did have Boy Scouts, and I went and was in Boy Scouts for a couple years, but there was only one reason, because the Boy Scouts ushered at the U of M football games. So every home football game, you'd get your uniform on, and they'd take you down there and drop you off, and you'd get one of the aisles in the thing. And so you would help people find their seats.
Just like front row
tickets, basically.
Huh?
Like front row tickets, just free tickets.
Yeah, but in those days, they never had it full. So when we got older, we could go down there and you could get into the football game for $3. Now you can't even buy a thing of water for $3. But we used to go down there. But I, for 2 years, I was in Boy Scouts just because I wanted to go to those games. We had a really good basketball team when I was, I didn't play, but I had, my buddies all played. Really good. So you guys, did you fill out anything?
We're gonna have to wrap up in like time. But we just have a few last questions to ask.
Okay, quick.
What traditions have been passed down in your family?
What traditions? Having big family things for Christmas.
That's good. Did you do any, like, did you celebrate Hanukkah?
What?
Did you celebrate Hanukkah?
No. No, that, I'm not. I have a lot of friends that do. But if you're Jewish, you celebrate Hanukkah.
What were your siblings' names?
What?
What were your siblings' names?
My siblings.
Yeah.
My brother's name was John, and my sister's name was Sue. And my sister was younger, and she died of cancer 10 years ago, and my brother was 3 years younger and he died of a stroke 3 years or so. So I'm left.
What's your favorite food?
What?
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food? Oh, I don't know. I like pizza pretty well.
Pizza's good.
Don't start smoking cigarettes.
But, anyway, you don't smoke. I should say,
that's the best.
I go over to his place and get pizza for you.
Pizza's a good choice.
Huh?
Pizza's a good choice. Pretty popular.
Yeah. But I can remember when that was a little bitty place that the Thompson family.
It was a store. It used to be a store.
Well, it was when I always knew it, it was a bar.
I didn't know about that.
Anyway, go. You got another one?
Yeah, just a few more. Can you tell us about a decision that you made that changed your life?
A decision?
Yeah, just a decision.
A decision to become a school teacher.
How did that change your life?
Huh?
How did that change your life?
Well, because I went to school and was trained to be an engineer. And I decided I didn't want to be an engineer, I wanted to be a school teacher, so I changed my mind.
How would you like to be remembered? Like,
somebody that was friendly and honest.
Yeah. How everybody would hope to be remembered.
What's your favorite holiday?
What?
What's your favorite holiday?
Oh, Christmas, probably.
Oh. Okay. Just 25 and
our final question, leave us with some advice. What is something you wish you would have known when you were our age?
I wish I had known when?
Yeah, when you were our age.
I knew everything there was to know when I was your age.
Yeah.
I don't. You take it as it comes along.
Prices
You know, I can't think of anything.
Yeah, life just teaches you as you go.
Pardon me?
Life just teaches you as you go. Life just teaches you as you go.